Live from Television Hill in Baltimore, Maryland, you're listening to the Jimmy Mathis Show on WBAO.
President of Healthcare for All, Vinny DeMarco, joins us in studio. Vinny, I honestly believe, I'm being serious, that you guys are trying to do the right thing. I believe that you do want to provide health insurance for those that don't have it. I'm reading off of your website here on the health reform works. The success stories you have expands Medicare eligibility for working families.
Medicaid.
Helping young adults to stay on their parents' health insurance up to age 25. Provide discounts on prescription drugs for seniors. And improved access to mental health and substance abuse treatment for low-income adults. All these are good things. But what I come back to is if you look at the business model for the Affordable Care Act, it is getting the younger, healthier people to pay into the system. So, yes, there is good that is coming out of this by subsidizing those that can't get it or can't afford it. But I'm just looking from a pragmatic standpoint how this thing actually functions when the majority of young adults don't have enough money to purchase their own health care, hence why they need to be on their parents' insurance up to the age 25. Where do the monies come to fund this thing? And I think that's the breakdown in the methodology of this thing that we're seeing right now.
Well, look, the problem has been, and everybody recognized from the president on down, the website was a problem, is a problem, is getting better. And it's getting, but that's been the fundamental problem. The fundamentals of the Affordable Care Act, though, I believe are very strong. And you mentioned the ways in which it's been helping people already, and that's great. As of January 1, millions of Americans, hundreds of thousands of Marylanders will get the health care they need.
But who pays for it?
Well, we all pay together.
But we're not. You look at the laundry list of accomplishments. These are all subsidies.
Well, a lot of what you talked about in Maryland was paid for by the tobacco and alcohol taxes. But nationally, the Affordable Care Act is poised to work because there are subsidies and everybody's chipping in. Yes, people who don't have health care who could afford it need to chip in.
Vinny, I don't mean to cut you off, but what you're saying, it's just not factual. When we get the website up and running and it's working efficiently, which I believe that it will, you listen to the rhetoric that's coming from the president. He's going around telling the young people, this is a great thing because your health care is going to cost less than your cell phone bill. That's fine and good, but I come back to the question, where do the monies come to fund this thing?
When everybody chips in, we can afford it. And that's what happened in Massachusetts. Massachusetts enacted a similar proposal in 2006, and people who could afford health care who weren't purchasing it were required to, and they did. They're actually, I believe, better off. But because everybody chipped in, the plan is working. Their uninsurance rate went down to 3%. Healthcare is becoming better for everybody there, and I think that's what's going to happen here. Now, there are taxes in as part of the Affordable Care Act that are working, and everybody is chipping in to do their fair share. What I want to emphasize is this. Insurance works when everybody is part of the system and it's working, and that's what's going to happen under the Affordable Care Act.
Right, but the rhetoric isn't meeting reality. These people don't have the money to purchase these Cadillac plants. And my question is, we fast forward a year from now, what we saw in the individual marketplace is a microcosm of what's going to happen when employers start dropping their employees. And that's going to happen, Vinny. And, you know, we're sitting here focused on 5-7 million people, which is no big deal to those in charge. I disagree with that. What happens when we're looking at 90 or 100 million people that are getting kicked off of their plans?
Well, that did not happen in Massachusetts. Again, the same kind of law was enacted there that we're modeled on, and people were saying that was going to happen. It didn't happen.
But it is happening here.
Well, we don't have situations where the vast majority of people are being dumped off their employer plan. What we have
because that's been delayed. I don't mean to keep cutting off, but I want to have a real conversation about this.
Yeah.
We're not seeing that because it's being delayed. The part of this bill that has been implemented, we are seeing the real pain. The real pain was people getting kicked off of their insurance plans.
Jimmy, look. You are right that if 100 million people were kicked off their employer plan, that would be a disaster. But that's not going to happen, and I think it's not going to happen based on the experience in Massachusetts where this same kind of law was enacted, and the employers, because there are many reasons employers provide health care for their employees, and they're going to keep doing that. So some won't, I agree, but a vast majority will. And I believe, based on the Massachusetts experience, and we'll have to see. We'll see this together. But get me back on your show in a year, and we'll talk about
it. Well, I'll have you back on as much as you want to come, because I enjoy talking to you about this. But we look at the reason why insurance companies were dropping individuals off of their plans. They weren't dropping them. They were changing the plans because the plans didn't meet the mandate that was the Affordable Care Act. And that's been postponed.
Right.
But the plans needed to meet X, Y, and Z, and
right,
they didn't, so the plans got more expensive. the mandates within the Affordable Care Act, it's going to be the same ones that are now being provided by the employers. So those plans that the employers are providing their employees are going to cost the employer more. So I don't understand the logic on why the employer is going to absorb the cost when they could just kick the employee to the exchanges.
Okay. First of all, we're talking about two completely different things here. The individual market and the employer market of healthcare are completely different. And the individual market, one of the problems there is people had these plans with like $5,000 or $10,000 deductibles, which provided very little health care for them. And it was going to, and those are the plans that we're phasing out so everybody has the health care they need. The employer plans are primarily good plans now that people are getting a good health care with, and they're not going to be ones that are going to be affected by the Affordable Care Act.
I'm going to mark that clip, and I will play that back in a year from now because they are going to be affected by the Affordable Care Act.
Okay.
And the mandates that are in the ACA are absolutely going to affect these plans. And my problem with this, and I'm going to get to the phone calls in 1 second, Vinny, but my problem with this, we can say that the people that were purchasing insurance on their own, that these plans were subpar, there may be some validity to that, there may not. But the reality is the people that were purchasing insurance on their own, okay, the purpose of these mandates was to make that insurance so expensive that it forced them into the exchanges. And now what the president is doing to make this palatable is subsidizing those plans. So if you just look at this thing from a logical standpoint, that makes no sense. The people that we were trying to, that the president was trying to drive into the exchanges to subsidize those that did not have insurance or cannot afford it, they are now subsidizing those very people.
Only if their incomes are below a certain level.